Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have the Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Come on, everyone at home. I'm Bailey Zappi.
Room without a roof.
I'm Bailey Zappi. All happy rejoins the rest of the night. I demand it for Pats Nation. They need a cheering up. Let's continue riding the emotional wave.
We lost, right? I'm being told in my ear we lost.
Son of a... Why doesn't anyone tell me this before we start the show?
Update out of Brighton. Patriots actually lost today.
To sit in this recycled air bunker all day long with you and a bunch of producers... get paid minimum wage.
Okay. Focus.
And we were all riding this emotional wave, having the best time watching one of the most thrilling regular season Patriots games in years.
And then they lost.
But
moral, I just tweeted it out. Victory Monday is more meaningful to me in this situation than if you had Mac Jones and all your players and like, oh, we almost beat it. No. If you have all your players and you're at your best, you should have a chance to go on the road and win.
But unexpected victory Sunday trumps all. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with overtime
happen, so
on second and five, actually not running the same play you ran on first down, showing some stones, letting the kid wing it, or maybe going for it on fourth down and saying, you know what? Maybe we got a chance. That is Aaron Rodgers after all, and I know my defense is a little bit tired. I think they got conservative at the end, Andy. Play for the win. Maybe Belichick wanted the tie because that would have been more along the moral victory Sunday, moral victory Monday lines. I would have rather they played for the win. Go for it.
You think he was playing for the tie?
I'm sure they would have liked to have rushed for a first down in overtime, but the play calling was too conservative.
Well, the play calling has been questionable all year. I don't know if you know they have a questionable play caller.
I didn't have, as we discussed all day long here leading up to the Six Rings postgame show, brought to you once again from WEEI in our beautiful Best Yet brand studio. We didn't have much issue, quibble. We had no problem, really, with the play calling all day long. But then it got conservative. It shriveled up like those huge, the big plums they played with all day long shriveled up into like apricots. Like they became dates, maybe raisins in overtime. Go for it.
Well, I don't know if they had huge plums. I mean.
He threw for 99 yards.
I know. Four quarters of football.
Just curious. I know kids eat free after the Red Sox win at the 99. It's been a while since the kids ate free.
What do you eat when they get blown out on back to back days?
Because Bailey Zappi threw for 99 yards, can I get like a mug of suds tomorrow to celebrate Moral Victory Monday?
It was actually if he got 100.
Damn.
Bad beat.
A completely unexpected. A thrilling afternoon of football. I'm sure there's probably no one who watched that game, no one who's a diehard Patriots fan, who would have any issue with the way that game was played, considering that you're without your starter, like you said. Now your backup, who you practice with, who's a seasoned veteran, knows the system supposedly in and out. He's in there because he's smart. He can handle all of this. Goes out after just six pass attempts in the middle of the first quarter, towards the end of the first quarter. Isaiah Wynn, who now we're renaming the thumbs down list every Sunday on postgame on the Six Rings postgame, the Isaiah Wynn Memorial Thumbs Down List.
Only for a couple more weeks because I think you won't have to deal with him.
He's not going to be here much longer. He lets up a sack, one of two he allows to Rashawn Gary, I believe it is.
Yes.
Gets Brian Hoyer dinged up hard, and in comes Bailey Zappi. The Bailey Zappi era has begun. Don't worry, be Zappi. And the kid plays great. I mean, like the throw to Parker, the throw to Aguilar, both times. One was for a touchdown, one gets you in touchdown range. The will of the Patriots, the way they rallied around this kid, the way that they like, it's the old, like, you know, get a sack up for the backup. Like, they came in. This is the third stringer. They, everybody elevated their game, whether they were a rookie like Marcus Jones, why it took so long to get him in there on punt returns and kickoff returns. You can see what an absolute dynamo, why this kid was the most electrifying kick and punt returner in college football the last couple of years. Jack Jones with the pick six, only the second pick six Rodgers has ever thrown at Lambeau playing for Green Bay. Some big-ass plays out there today. Some monstrous runs by Ramondre and by Damian Harris. Great offensive line work today. Cole Strange, my gosh. Oh, the love bath that was given by Nance and
they are
and
terrible.
Romo.
They are I know they're the number one crew. They're terrible. Romo sucks.
Yeah, give me Ian Eagle all day.
Romo, absolutely. Everybody's
You're
great.
You're just mad because he gets
good.
Paid $1 million a Sunday.
Has he ever analyzed anything other than say everybody's great and everybody's good?
Oh, Jim. Oh,
he sucks.
Jim.
I think he's terrible at his job. Now, he may think I'm terrible at my job based on that comment. So that's fair. We are even. Now, I don't know that they necessarily played to tie. I don't know that I would want them to be as aggressive as you. Now, we had that one play where Bailey, as you put it, got zappy feet and was running around a little bit there with a chicken, like a chicken with his head cut off. So he's still the fourth-round ill-prepared rookie quarterback. So I think you want to be smart. You don't want to give the game away. And give the defense credit. They were balls all day. All day.
I thought the rush defense, even though they gave up, even though at the end they kind of gave up some chunk plays and they got gashed. Aaron Jones, I know, had over 100 yards. A.J. Dillon had some big bad runs late in the game and into overtime as well. I thought they showed up. They fought hard. Like you said, scrappy, resilient. They showed up. They pushed. They had attitude. One thing you said when we were watching the game, finally, a little swagger on this team. Some attitude. Bailey Zappe on his first game action in the NFL, just his fourth game, as the Patriots dropped to 1-3, 27-24 loss to the Packers. Bailey Zappe was in no part contributed to that defeat, Andy. As a matter of fact, he played really well. He did throw one touchdown, 99 yards on the hole in action, just over three quarters of game action today for Zappe. He sounded pretty upbeat. Actually, all things considered, pretty humble. All the things that you like to hear: gamer, resilient, tough, humble, upbeat. All the things you want to hear on the podium in New England.
I thought he continued his impressive day at the podium. You know, the offensive line was great. The guys ran the ball and I need to do more, but not in an annoying way. Mm-hmm. We get sometimes where you feel like it's fake and they don't really believe it when they're saying it. So yeah, I was impressed because that's a tough spot to be thrown in. Not just on the field, but now all of a sudden, because you know, this is New England. This is Bill Belichick. Don't say the wrong thing. Oh, my God, I've watched Mac and what he says for years.
One comment, you're in the doghouse.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I'm not really kidding when I say that's another challenge in addition to I was going toe-to-toe with Aaron Rodgers. So, Bailey Zappe, I thought, finished his very strong day with a strong day at the podium.
Yeah, the one thing that you said, and we're hoping to hear from Coach Bill Belichick in just a couple of moments. Hopefully he'll be stepping to the podium and we'll get Coach's comments following that thrilling but unfortunate defeat to the Packers. The thing that you said that I was getting to before Bailey Zappe got to the podium was this summer, I remember you said it to me at training camp. I'm not sure if you ever put it in any of the Sunday 7 columns or any of your EEI.com action, but you said, of the three quarterbacks, Mac Jones, Brian Hoyer, and Bailey Zappe, that Bailey Zappe looked the best of the three in training camp action and running this new or reconfigured Patriots offense.
Yep.
You still feel that way?
Yeah. I mean, that hasn't changed since camp ended. I mean, it was not dramatic. It was, you have to remember, the bar was Mac Jones scrambling and throwing back across his body or trying to rush for
or the things you would read from tweets from the beat reporters we all follow, like sack, 3-yard completion,
right?
Incompletion, sack,
Mac frustrated, throws ball into ground, things. It was a high school offense. That's what I had said all along. It wasn't when Zappe was out there. He looked more comfortable. He would drop back, plant his foot, throw. There were more plays that were executed looking like a normal NFL offense, not like Tim Tebow 2.0 running an offense. And where that goes, I don't know, because I actually thought he struggled at times in preseason games. He got a little gunslingerish, and he's not afraid to throw the ball into traffic and doesn't have a cannon. But I'm intrigued to see where he can go, and I think this is going to be an interesting conversation moving forward because I don't know if you know the Patriots need a starting quarterback next week, and
yeah.
there will be a discussion as to who that person will be. I also think, real quick, is Bill ready or we need to
talk? No, we don't actually have the coach yet, so we're probably just going to take a break in a moment.
I also wonder if Brian Hoyer's swift exit had anything to do with Tua and what has happened in the National Football League over the last week.
100%.
I think there's a chance pre-Tua, Hoyer might have kept playing.
But it's a head. Yeah, I mean, it's a head injury. Who knows? Maybe it was worse. Who knows? We'll find out more about that. As of right now, we have absolutely no idea who's going to be playing quarterback next Sunday for the Patriots. Can Mac Jones heal up enough to be able to play against the Lions in the red throwback jerseys in Week 5 at Gillette? Will Brian Hoyer suit up and recover from the head injury that forced him out of today's game? Or could it be Bailey Zappe, who was quite triumphant on the field today? Unfortunately, though, gets handed his first loss as a quarterback in the NFL. This is Nick Fitzy Stevens and Andy Jumbo Hart here on the Six Rings Postgame Show.